Good afternoon, Dr. Tate. A pre and post bronchodilator surround should put on James King. This goes to Dr. Ward. 18725, Mr. King performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the only bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired without the significant airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was greater than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was greater than 0.8 period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators, and compared to a prior study dated 5/20/25, there's been no change, period of paragraph compression. Severe restrictive lung disease without bronchoreactivity or airways obstruction, showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Edward Bohm, BOHN. This goes to Dr. Price. 18725, Mr. Bohm performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the only issue bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired with very severe airways obstruction period after bronchodilators due to improved effort and possible reaction to bronchodilator. The patient normalized his forced vital capacity, still leaving the patient with a very severe degree of airways obstruction period compared to a prior study dated 5/14/25. The only change is normalization of forced vital capacity with effort. New paragraph compression, very severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Alan Klug. This goes to Dr. Tai. On 8/7/25, Mr. Klug performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired with a moderate degree of airways obstruction period. After bronchodilators, there was normalization of the forced vital capacity, leaving the patient with a still moderate degree of airways obstruction period. New paragraph compression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component or improved effort after bronchodilators. And when compared to a prior study dated 1/16/25, there's been improvement in the post-bronchodilator study. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Linda Fisher. This goes to Dr. Phillips. On 8/7/25, Mrs. Fisher performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired with mild impairment in flow rates period. There was normalization of airflow after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 4/7/25, there's been improvement. Period of paragraph compression, mild airways obstruction with normalization of airflow after bronchodilators, which may indicate an improved effort or response to bronchodilators. Next, 6-minute walk test on patient Claudia Pettersson, Pettersson. This goes to Dr. Pogodino. On 8/7/25, Mrs. Pettersson performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the pulmonary saturation was 93% period. Patient achieved 309 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 86% period. Patient did pause at 1 minute and 20 seconds with an O2 sat of 88%. And stopped the study at 4 minutes and 48 seconds due to dyspnea and desaturation. Period of paragraph compression, moderate exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia period.